The lesson from Acts chapter 1. Now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us through your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We are in the midst of the 10 days between our Lord's ascension into heaven, commemorated last Thursday, and his sending of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, 50 days after Easter. It seems as though our Lord has left us and has not yet sent his Comforter. But we always find comfort when we look to Jesus. When Jesus ascended into heaven, Luke writes in our text that the disciples were watching intently, looking steadfastly toward heaven, gazing up into heaven. And the angels told them, This same Jesus will come again, just as you saw him go into heaven. We must remember what Jesus looked like after he rose from the dead, when he appeared to his disciples, and in particular to Thomas. He still bore the wounds of his battle, the nail prints in his hands, and the wound where the spear pierced his side. And even in heaven, the Bible describes Jesus as the lamb that was slain, and with his side, and with his robe dipped in blood. This is what God predicted with his very first promise of the gospel. He told the serpent, He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. In defeating Satan, Jesus would be wounded. In fact, Jesus would die. Sometimes war heroes wear their battle scars as symbols of their service. When we see Jesus' wounds, it certainly reminds us of our sin that caused him to die. He was bruised for our iniquities. But it also reminds us that he paid for all our sins. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. No other war hero has borne the wounds of death and come back to life again. Jesus is the only true victor over death by his own power. And Jesus' wounds also remind us that he defeated Satan, destroyed death, and delivered us from sin. Jesus is the victor, and his wounds show us that. That's why we so often sing in our hymns of Jesus' wounds. Those hymns are powerful sermons about the suffering, death, and resurrection of Christ. O sacred head, now wounded, with grief and shame weighed down. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Oh, what precious balm and healing, Jesus, in thy wounds I find. We find healing in Jesus' wounds, not only because he is our hero, but because it proves that he is also our brother. If Jesus had defeated the devil simply as the mighty Son of God, we might have wondered how that could be of help to us, who are not God. But Jesus took on our human flesh, became man, our human brother, and went into battle for us. And now his reward of eternal life is ours, to be given to all mankind. He doesn't need it for himself because he is already eternal and sinless, but he shares his sinlessness with us, which makes us innocent in the eyes of God and gives us a place in heaven for eternal life. Now Jesus has gone up into heaven to prepare that eternal home for each of us. Think for a moment about the people sitting around you, sitting next to you this morning, in the balcony, in front, in back, and those who cannot be here today, or those who are not here for various reasons. They are still our brothers and sisters. Jesus, brothers and sisters, whom he has redeemed. These are some of the people we hope to see in heaven. And that happens through the wounds of Jesus, our Lord, our brother, our hero, our Savior, our Redeemer, who died for us and rose again, and now is ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. That's our brother, who bears the battle wounds of war with Satan. We look forward to Jesus' return every time we pray, "Deliver us from evil." And we shall see him with his wounded side and nail-pierced hands, just as the disciples saw him go into heaven. But he doesn't leave us alone. He doesn't leave us here on our own, but he promises to be with us. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world," Jesus said. And he sends his Holy Spirit to be our helper and comforter, to lead us into the truth, to proclaim the saving gospel to all hearts, to remind us that we are washed clean of our sins in holy baptism, to pray with us and for us, and to show us Jesus. The Holy Spirit doesn't speak about himself, but about Jesus, because Jesus is our way into heaven, the truth of salvation, and the life everlasting. God the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, brings us comfort from God our Father in redemption through God the Son. Gaze on him who is taken to heaven, who will come again, that we may be with him and with all believers forever. Blessed Ascension, blessed Pentecost, may God be with us now and always. Amen.